You're listening to the Fearless Kitchen Podcast. And now it's time to join your host, Vanessa Baxter.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Fearless Kitchen brought to you by worldpodcasts.com. Today I have headed out to King's College in Auckland and I'm meeting with a group of students who, through an extracurricular activity, they have got together on a young enterprise scheme and created a fabulous food-based product for college students here in New Zealand. And I decided to interview them, and it was very exciting to meet them because they've done superbly well with their product. And I don't want to take away from the podcast interview that I've done with them, so I'm going to let them share their news via the interview that we did together. But these kids are all 17 years of age, and I think that they are absolutely fantastic group of kids, and I really absolutely cherished the opportunity to have this interview with them out at King's College here in Auckland. Hey, Sam.
Hi there.
So we're sitting here. There's a whole group of you guys. You can all say hi.
Hi.
I'm chatting with Sam, and you guys are all at King's College. You're part of the Young Enterprise Scheme, and you have created a really cool product, which apparently is doing really well. So, Sam, tell everyone what you've created.
So our company, Easy Eats, created a university cookbook for university students called The Munchies. A great simple recipes for uni students who can't cook for crap.
Yeah, which is true, yeah?
Yeah. And so basically our product is just a simple, affordable and relatable product to the modern day uni student. Because what we found out when creating this product was that the problem with uni cookbooks is that they're not actually written by uni students. They're just written by some old person somewhere.
Just quietly, like me.
I am
so happy that you've gone red.
I'm always red.
Because my cookbook landed in my hands yesterday, I'm really proud of it. Oh. And I am old, and I wrote it in hope that people like you might pick it up,
but clearly not. Trust me.
Moving along.
So we found that problem with cookbooks, and that we just found out that there was no actual, interesting and interacting type of cookbook for. Yep. Uni students, and we always hear problems from our older brothers and sisters who always tell us stories about how it's so hard to budget food and they just get fat off eating all the fast food they get at universities like Otago.
Yeah. That is so the case, and it has actually been something sort of on my agenda as well to think about, but you're quite right that being an older person, it's hard because you can't, it's really hard to tap in. I mean, I was a student and I was at uni and I did try to cook for myself. So I've been there, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, now I try to get students and teach cooking skills because I'm aware that so many people leave school and are literally, especially in New Zealand and in other places, not so much in Australia, but in other places around the world, leave home to go to uni. So they are flatting pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And they literally have no idea how to cook, like not even how to cook spaghetti properly.
Yep.
Like in my next year at uni, I'm really going to be thrown in the deep end with cooking and stuff, so having this book would be really helpful for myself. So that's something that we wanted to give out to other students at university.
So just tell the listeners, because people will be listening who don't know who you are, what year you're in at school. So you're in your final year, aren't you?
So we're year 13 at King's, and we have been doing the Young Enterprise, as you said before. And so we're just doing NCA Level 3 business, and we got put together as a group. So myself is the CEO, and we have operations, communications, marketing, and sales, and finance. And we have brainstormed weeks and weeks of what we should do, and we had so many good ideas and so many bad ideas.
Somehow. All around food or completely different?
We had some pretty crazy ideas which would have gone really bad if we followed through with them. But we landed on the cookbook, so pretty cool to get that idea.
I love the back of your cookbook. Are you feeling absolutely smashed from last night? But you guys don't understand that, do you? Yeah. Older siblings explained it. Okay. Do you want recipes to impress that girl in your lectures?
That was Sam's idea.
Yeah. highlighting the fact that it's often guys have literally no idea and that girls may slightly have a better idea. Is the only thing you can cook is it boiled water? Yep. Brilliant. The problem with uni students is they don't know how and what to cook. Great. Full of proven recipes that don't cost much and fill you up and taste great. So how did you decide on your recipes?
So a lot of our recipes we sourced from celebrities, well, a few of them. So we got recipes from Bowden Barrett, KJ Arpert, and a few others.
Yeah, and then also we did a bit of market research and we asked university students the question, what do you have in your pantry? So we heard mixed responses from like mince, egg, rice, pasta, and we thought that why would we create recipes that have all these unnecessary ingredients that they won't actually eat? And so we just have, most of our recipes are basically just basic recipes that they probably already have or already eat, plus a few more. So,
And did you have a look at some of the cookbooks that are out there?
We did. So there was Food for Flatters, the Ultimate University Cookbook, the Edmonds Cookbook. So yeah, we thought that to compete with them, we have to have a unique selling point with our cookbook that really engages the students in getting the munchies.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. It's called the munchies, which I love. I also love the size. So what was your philosophy around creating a small pocket-sized book like this?
Well, the uni students honestly just have such a busy life and they don't want to carry all this all these books around. So if we have just a simple small book that they can just have within their flat and they can just open at the in their kitchen, it'll be fine. And they can carry this around. They don't have this huge book that they have to carry around, yeah.
But I love that you have already checked out what their basic pantry is likely to look like, because I think that's really important as well. Like, the problem with a load of cookbooks, I'm sure you've noticed in your research, is that they're really exotic, or they'll say things like, oh, you need to eat fresh and real food, which is fantastic, but yeah, then you need to soak your beans overnight, and this will take 12 hours.
Yeah.
No uni student in their right mind is going to be remotely worried about any of those things.
Yeah, we found that time. When trying to create these recipes, we found that problem with most of these recipes in university cookbooks. They all have the soak 12 hours or leave overnight for a breakfast recipe, and we just thought that would
to do that. No, or who is going to think about that? Yeah.
Yeah. So like when we did this, we went outside Auckland University, and as people were walking in and out to go study and stuff, we sort of approached them and asked like, hey, like we're creating a cookbook, and they asked them some questions and stuff, and they were like, we hate cooking, like we have no idea what we're doing, and so we sort of just want to like change that culture around it with our cookbook.
Well, I'm very excited about that. That's exactly what I do as well. So trying to make people have fun around cooking rather than just thinking it's a chore, because I think what happened, and from my research, from the mum's perspective, was when I grew up, everyone cooked from scratch, or the parents sort of cooked from scratch, mums. And then there was this whole kind of era of, you know, don't be a slave to the kitchen, and mums don't need to be in the kitchen, and women shouldn't have to just be always cooking and cleaning. And it was kind of like linked together, cooking and cleaning. So then they produced all the takeaway food that market grew, or the packaged food grew, and basically everyone was told cooking's a chore and it shouldn't be you. Don't do it. Try to eat fast. Try to eat all this packaged food and it'll take you out of the kitchen. So then this whole change of era came, and then there's been a whole segment of society who literally can't cook, and not just uni students, but adults who can't cook because they're just used to opening packets of food. So that's been the problem.
And,
so
students can't live on that because that's just too expensive.
In the long run, yeah.
So this is why a thing about our book is all our recipes are affordable.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what they're likely to already have shopped for.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. Did you want to jump in on the conversation? Grab the microphone. Yeah, we'd love you to. What are you going to tell us about?
I'm not sure.
What's your role in the group?
So I am head of marketing.
Head of marketing. Yep.
So that's a big chore soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you've got the cookbook. It's here. Yep. What are you going to do with it now, guys?
So we're hoping to get our book out there on the breakfast show, and hopefully just marketing it throughout universities. We have contacted the government, so they're pretty interested in our book now, but we're just in the early stages so far. So, Yeah, it's pretty exciting. So we'll see how it goes.
The Young Enterprise Scheme, is it a whole year that you're working together?
Yep, it's the yes year goes till
end of October.
Yeah,
end of October.
So you're only really, you've got your product, but now you're into the next stage.
Yeah.
So you can't just sit back and go, yay.
No, definitely not.
No, I hear you. Yeah. I'm in exactly the same moment as you. Something you just said then made me think of a question with regards to marketing, but I've forgotten it, which is really annoying.
Humans of New York aspect that
sort of thing. Oh, yes. So when we went to the university and we asked them questions, we took photos of the students and actually gathered ideas of what they have in their pantry, and we got quotes off them. And so on our social media pages, we followed the Humans of New York kind of theme, and so we uploaded photos of the students by themselves and had quotes from them, and like just basically things that other students can relate to. So if they do go on our social media, they are relating to our product again. It's just all tying back into actually relating to the university student. And
perfect. So what social media platforms have you got?
So we, at the moment, we have a Facebook page and a Instagram page for our company. And then we are going, we have a Facebook and Instagram for our product, which will be in our book. It has little links in the book.
So you've got Easy Eat being the company.
Yep. So we've got our company, Instagram and Facebook. And then here we've got, that's our book, company and Instagram, so it's actually our product, and that's where our students, the students that actually buy our book, our customers can
put photos
basically,
on.
Basically, yeah, share their experience with
on the Munchies NZ.
Yeah,
cool.
Basically.
That's fantastic, because I can actually imagine that students from other countries, if they then start looking at what the Munchies NZ are doing, like students from other countries will probably tap into that as well.
Yeah.
Like uni students from other countries,
exactly.
Which is cool.
So we're just trying to create basically a movement in the community within our company and our product.
Excellent, so, yeah. Excellent. And who would like to share their fantastic news of the week on the podcast?
So earlier on this week, was it on Tuesday, we went to the Dragon's Den regional finals. So there's like five different regions and we were in the central region. And so the teams with the highest scores were picked. So it was 10 teams. And so we versed 10 other teams. And we won, which
That's
was
amazing.
So exciting. And we also won $1,000, which we'll invest into our business.
Yay!
Is, yeah, so it was really exciting.
What were the other teams? What was? Do you know what they were doing? What sort of products they were doing?
So the team that came second,
yes.
It was Let Them Eat Cake. And they were, it was like a box with cupcakes for families of like wet and dry ingredients.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. So it was like a cupcake box.
A cupcake box, yeah.
And the third company was it Lucation?
Yeah, Lucation.
Lucation, which was an app which helps locate public bathrooms.
Oh,
so, yeah, it was quite interesting.
That's
yeah.
quite fun.
Yeah.
With regards to your social media, now that you've just brought that up, you've got your social media for people to post things on. Are you going to put any recipes or anything up online, or do you want to direct people back to the physical book?
So we are going to promote the cookbook. We might actually send leaflets out to universities of like pages of the cookbook, which giving them like almost like an example of what we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe we'll have a link at the bottom telling them go to our website to buy, because we have a website for our cookbook, to go purchase one of these cookbooks. But in regards to social media, is that what you were?
I was just wondering if, yeah, so how were you going? Because a lot of students are going to say, oh, but I probably just look up a recipe on Google. So how do you get around encouraging them to use your cookbook rather than just, well, I could Google that recipe? Like, because that's what I hear. So I'm just interested, you know, have you thought that through? They go, well, why would I buy your book for meatloaf when all I have to do is look up meatloaf?
We did come across that problem. So what we try to do is we try to get almost like a range of recipes, because it's all very well in theory saying that you'll just search up those recipes, but when you're actually there, you actually have no idea what you're going to cook. So you've got to just think about it. And if you have a cookbook that actually has recipes that you'll use,
then you there'll know be no need.
Yeah.
Have you got something? Yeah.
Also, like online, I find that a lot of the recipes aren't suited to university students, and I think our book is like specifically for university students. And like, also, like going on the internet and spending hours trying to find a recipe when you can just have a book right in front of you,
and using up that 4G that you don't want to use.
Yeah,
up when you're a student,
exactly.
Because mum's not paying for it anymore.
And if your Wi-Fi isn't working, yeah,
exactly. Yes. Exactly. Grab the microphone. So what's your role?
I'm the finance director, and yeah, I basically...
Keep these guys in check? Yeah. How are they doing?
Currently we're doing quite fine.
Well, I bet you were like so elated to get that extra $1,000 thrown in there.
Yeah.
Were you pretty chuffed?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Gives me a bit more stuff to record down, but yeah. It's quite good.
Excellent. I mean, because basically what's so fantastic about the Young Enterprise Scheme is teaching everyone every aspect of the business year. So by you being the finance director, you obviously have to keep them in check, but you're also learning about marketing because you have to understand what the marketing needs are, because I assume they're going to come to you and go, but we need more money for marketing.
We're currently going through a marketing budget, so I'm kind of into that marketing plan at the moment, and yeah.
Yeah, I might need to come and see you myself, actually. I need someone to help me with my finances. Okay, and you've been very quiet over there. What's your role?
I'm in charge of operations.
Operations. Okay, so how are we going to get this book out? How are you going to distribute the book?
Basically, they're going to order it on the website, and it's going to be posted or couriered out to them. So it's the most effective way of like spreading it throughout New Zealand.
Yep. And do you reckon, are you going to just sell it direct from the website? Or have you thought about putting it in university bookshops and things?
Yeah, we have. We've explored that, and we're thinking that might be an option down the track. Like, so we're going to start with online distribution, then we might go to university bookshops and just take it from there, I guess.
And what happens when your year is obviously going to come to an end, and you've got to do your exams and all your other subjects, and I know this is sort of an extracurricular type. It's not really actually a subject. It's something that has been added on for you guys. Can you see yourselves continuing once you've left school?
Yeah, I think we want to continue it down the track, like, because we've put all this effort into it. And
yeah.
It's kind of only just taking off at the end of the year. So I think if we stuck with it, we could probably do pretty well.
We really want to take advantage of the new semester next year as well, because that's such a great sales opportunity for us.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. As kids are going to uni, and it's your friends and your peers that you can pitch it to. Yeah. Hopefully they'll buy it. So how much is the book?
$14.99.
Yay, sales pitch. $14.99, and then postage on top of that. And have you sorted out postage?
Shipping's about $5.
Yes, $5.
Yeah, just in post-it bags through the postal system.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Right, anybody else like to share anything? What's your favourite recipe? Who's got a favourite recipe from the cookbook?
My personal favourite is Bowden Barrett's banana chocolate chip muffins.
Oh, yum. Yeah, they sound pretty good.
We cooked them up last week to bring to our the judges for the finals, and there was a few left over, and they got demolished pretty quickly in my family. So
excellent. Do you have a favourite?
My favourite recipe is the Saatchi's 2-minute noodles.
It's Saatchi's 2-minute noodles.
A Munchie's favourite, so...
Classic.
What's the recipe?
Well,
not much.
It's pretty complicated.
Boiled water, a few noodles, a little bit of garlic and chili, probably.
Yeah.
How about you? Have you got a favourite?
So we have a vegetarian section, and in that we have a lentil and white bean pastries. That's probably my favourite.
Oh, yum!
So, yeah.
Are you vegetarian, or does it just appeal?
No, I don't eat red meat.
You don't eat red meat. Yeah. Yep. Oh, that's good to put in the vegetarian section. That's exactly. Excellent. Who else has got a favourite? Have you got a favourite recipe? No, how about you?
My favourite is the pancake.
Of course it is.
So we tested the recipes, and so that was one of the ones that we made, and it was really easy and quick, and they were really yum. So.
Who tested the recipes? Did you test them at school? Or did you cook them at home? Did you divide them up and cook them at home?
We cooked them at home over about 3 or 4 days. So
it's quite a big task, isn't it?
Yeah, no, like cleaning up, like cooking, getting everything organised. Yeah, getting the money. Yeah.
And how about who did the photography of the recipes?
Throughout our book, there's a range of like different ways we photograph books. So we also during the holidays, the school holidays, we spent time actually cooking each recipe and then taking photos of them, such as a picture of Charlie in one of the handles. We also purchased photos online as well.
Yep.
Just
some stock photos.
Some stock photos. And we also asked university students from such as Otago to actually send photos of them cooking our recipe.
Oh, how fantastic.
Yeah. So
you've already got some consumers in there, in the book.
Yeah,
that's so awesome. Fantastic. Come on, you can take it. You can talk.
So basically, we obviously are having a book launch for this book. So we are having pre-sales through our school parents and students, but we're having a proper book launch on the 31st of July. And so that's in 3 or 4 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. Basically, we're just going to have, I think, 150 books there that will be on sale, and we will have a bunch of different people there, from university students to some of our sponsors. So that's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
We still haven't decided on a exact location that we will be having it in, but we hope that it will be in the university. And
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, just where our target market is. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, how fantastic. That's awesome. Well, I might have to come along to the book launch, and then you guys can come to mine.
Do. Can't wait.
Excellent. Has anyone else got anything they'd like to share?
Buy the munchies.
Buy the munchies. So what is the website?
Okay, so we got one of our sponsors, 4Acres, designed our website for us, the munchiesnz.com. So basically from there, we're just going to it's just basically a normal website where you can just buy a
product. If people are listening and they want to purchase one, they go on to the munchiesnz.com.
Yeah.
Yep, and that takes you straight to the opportunity to purchase a book.
Click buy now through PayPal, and then we'll post it out to you.
Fantastic. And what happens if they're overseas? Have you got an option to send it overseas? It's actually pretty light.
Just in New Zealand so far.
It's just in New Zealand.
Just New Zealand for postage.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we are looking to make it international. So.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to think about that, because I've got quite a lot of people who listen from overseas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'd be quite cool to work out what it would cost postage overseas in case you start to get people interested.
Okay. Well, they can definitely just contact us. Like, our email is on our website, and we can arrange something for them to get it.
Yeah, we can get some shipping costs for them. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Awesome. Fantastic, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I just saw it through the school newsletter,
yeah.
and then I went on your Instagram page. I was like, oh, this is so exciting. I've got to go and interview these guys.
Yeah.
So it was really good timing. And you've just won the award, which is amazing, and your $1,000, and your financial controller's so chuffed.
Sure.
So thank you so much for your time on the interview, and best wishes for the rest of the year.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with your cookbook.
Oh, thank you. Let's go.